This is an RNIB talking book.
The Kremlin Device by Chris Ryan.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
The Kremlin Device. For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Chapter 1. With the tailgate open, the cabin depressurized, and 5 minutes to run, we'd all gone onto individual oxygen. That knackered voice communication. For one thing, we had masks over our mouths, and for another, the Herc's 4 turboprops were deafening. We were wearing covert radios with throat mics on our necks and earpieces under our helmets, but we couldn't use them until we were in the final stages of our descent because of the risk that they'd foul up the pilot's comms. Our PJI, the parachute jump instructor from Hereford, stepped along the line of bulky figures, giving our kit final checks. The hold was so dark he was doing most of the work with his hands, following lines and straps with his fingers, pulling on rings and clips. Then the red jump warning lights came on like half ping-pong balls, one either side of the tailgate. 2 minutes to go. Our kit made us cumbersome. GQ-360 chutes on our backs, oxygen tanks on stomachs, 120-pound Bergens clipped upside down on the backs of our legs and tucked high under our chutes so that they rested against the backs of our thighs from knee to arse. Our weapons, 2-0-3s or minimis, were tied with paracords to our left legs. With that load on, I had a job to waddle to the rear of the plane. As leader of the team...